Dass Ägyptens Tourismusminister Abdel Nour jetzt auch verstärkt Termine in Berlin wahrnimmt, hat nicht unwesentlich damit zu tun, dass das Land am Nil Hauptsponsor der kommenden ITB ist. Eigentlich. Und man dürfte sich nicht zu sehr wundern, dass die Messeleitung angesichts der normativen Kraft des Faktischen und der TV-Bilder und der absonderlichen Meldungen aus dem Kairoer Kabinett und dem islamistischen Wahlkampfgetöse nicht unbesorgt ist, dass ihr Partner straucheln könnte. Diesem Eindruck will Abdel Nour unbedingt entgegenwirken, mit viel Charme und Lächeln und einem unbekümmerten Optimismus, wie Sie gleich im Gespräch feststellen können.
Wenn einer was mit Reisen tut, dann kann er was erzählen.
Mr. Abdel Nour, 2012, you are the preferred partner of the ITB. That's normally a highlight for a tourist destination, but now you can't be too happy because it's not the normal PR situation, just sun and fun.
No, I'm extremely happy. On the contrary, it comes at the right time when we need it most. As a matter of fact, we see tourism bouncing back to Egypt after the crisis that started in 2011, in February 2011. We believe that by the end of this year, we will recuperate, I think, the flow of tourism that we had lost at the beginning of the year.
Even with the German market?
No, the German market is slower than other markets to bounce back. We believe that 2012, despite the economic problems that the world markets will face, I believe should be a good year for Egyptian tourism. We intend, starting beginning of 2012, to work on the diversification of the markets. We intend to go out of the beaten path to call on the new economic forces of this world to go east, to knock on the doors of China, of India, of Vietnam, to go west, to knock on the doors of Brazil, Argentina.
You think because they are all more brave?
No, they're not more brave. They are in a better economic shape. They will be less hit by the economic crisis that the Western world is facing.
Germany is still the world champion in spending money for tourism. So what's the reason Germans don't come back?
Yeah, the Germans are probably under the influence of the international media that is looking for sensationalism, that is blowing up the events in Egypt, and that summarizes Egypt in what's happening in Tahrir Square, whereas Egypt is much bigger than that, whereas the major touristic sites of Egypt, whether in Upper Egypt, Luxor, Aswan, or on the shores in on the Red Sea or Sinai, it is totally out of the political or electoral process circuit where security prevails, law and order prevails, and we did not have any problem during the last 9 months, and all the more reason to think that the situation cannot but improve.
Could you convince the German foreign minister with that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to meet the German foreign minister on the 18th of October. Of
the World Tourism Summit here in Berlin?
That is right, at the World Tourism Summit in Berlin, and I will convince him.
Okay, we will look forward. So just coming back to the ITB, no question what the elections will bring up, no question who will be in charge in March. You stand to the deal that you will be preferred partners of ITB?
Oh, yes, no question. no question about it. We're going to sign the final contract in Cairo around the 15th of December. We will have a huge news conference, and no question about it. We will be the preferred guest of ITB in March 2012, and we'll do everything in our capabilities to have an extremely successful ITB presence and to do a big splash that is commensurate with Egypt's touristic wealth.
So for you as a tourist minister, the most urgent goal is at the moment to talk against the fear Egypt could develop into a problematic partner.
I don't think that there's any probability of having Egypt developing into a problematic partner. This, it's not on the table. Egypt, I repeat, Egypt is today a secure country where tourism is bouncing back. Egypt is a country where the tourism sector is a pillar of its economy, and no matter what the elections will bring about in terms of result, tourism will remain a pillar of the Egyptian economy and a major hope for its development and growth.
What is the essence of the demands of the radical Muslims to limit the, let's say, Western lifestyle in the hotel regions at the Red Sea?
You are, unfortunately, blowing up a sentence that was uttered by one of the Islamists in Egypt for local consumption and for electoral purposes. They can say whatever they want. Egypt is a country that has always been respectful of all the creeds and all the nationalities. Come to Egypt today. I was asked yesterday in the Roots Fair by one of the visitors whether you are still allowed, or women were still allowed to wear bikinis on beaches. I said no. In fact, they are encouraged to wear monokinis.
So you don't think there could be a problem for travel operators that they have to deal with problems after the elections?
No, I don't think so.
The second thing, how could you explain in the younger past the try to, let's say, modify the visa regulations? Was that a smart idea?
It has never been on the table. It was a misinterpretation of a very short discussion that took place within the cabinet, a cabinet meeting last month, and it was never on the table.
But it was a discussion.
No, it was an idea thrown by one of the ministers saying that a lot of foreigners are misusing or abusing the visa system, getting into Egypt with a touristic visa that is valid for a month, and despite this limitation, they stay in Egypt. They stay in Egypt with some purposes in mind. So the question was, should we continue giving visas at the airport? And obviously, the idea was totally discarded in the Council of Ministers, and they said, of course, we should continue because this would affect tourism.
So what's easier for a tourist minister, to handle bad news because of shark attacks or to handle bad news about an upcoming Islamic Republic?
Look, a tourism minister has to deal with the public opinion. And the public opinion at large, whether in Egypt or abroad. And, you know, dealing with a public opinion is like courting a beautiful woman. And this is what I'm trying to do. I've always been successful with women, by the way. So I hope to be successful with public opinion.
So, and you think you will have the chance personally to be part of the opening ceremony in March, personally as minister?
It's very possible, yes.